Life Audio.
Hey, 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 everybody. Failure can be a tough pill to swallow, especially when we are arrogant. Especially not just arrogant, when we're cocky. It cost me my starting position on the Navy football team many years ago. Oh my goodness. Yeah, me, Billy Yancey. Welcome back to my podcast.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Please be sure to hit the subscribe button. Now, back to the story. I failed big time. I can still remember my defensive back coach, Coach Hartman, screaming, "Yancey, get off the field." That was it. "Chris Hart, you're our new starting cornerback." Oh my gosh. That was awful on so many levels, mainly because I was a rising senior. I was 5'11". They listed me at 6'1", 195 in the program. Chris Hart was 5'7", about 185, 190, and he was a freshman. Yeah, I mean, that crushed me. But you know what? Let's go back. I'm going to take you back a little bit to kind of paint a picture for you. So, jeez, that was my rising senior. So if I go back to, I played a little bit, special teams when I was a freshman, sophomore year, got a little playing time, not that much. Army-Navy game of my sophomore year, the very first play of the game, our starting cornerback, I was second string, our starting cornerback gets injured on the very first play of the game. So I played the whole game, had a good game, really good game, had a tackle for loss. I'll never forget, oh my God, Brent Musburger said my name because I got a tackle for loss. And I rewound this thing back and I kept saying, "Bill Yancey." I mean, oh my God, it was just crazy. So had a good game, we beat Army. I'm pumped up. The following year, it was my best year. I did great individually, right? As a team, I think we were 5-6. I was the leading interceptor. They were projecting me to be the leading, you know, all-time Navy interceptor ever. People were pumping me up, the brigade, like people, you know, I'd walk down the hall and people are saying all kinds of stuff to me. I don't even know who they are, right? So my head's just swelling and swelling and swelling. I had 3 interceptions in one game against Toledo. I had a game-saving tackle. I had an interception against Rick Meyer, against Notre Dame, in Giant Stadium. I mean, my head was just huge. And I was fast. I was one of the fastest on the team. I ran a 4.440, right? Back then, 4.4. was crazy fast. Nowadays, 4.4, you got linebackers running 4.4s. Anyway, so that's why my head was so big. I was really, really good. I was really, really good. I could have gone and played in the league. That's how good I was. But, you know, but for this day, you know. So let's go back. So let's fast forward, go back up to this moment. Yeah, Chris, they put Chris Hart in front of me. And that was awful, right? And part of it was how I responded to our new strength and conditioning coach. His name was Phil Emery. He's in the NFL now, but he came from University of Tennessee. I remember him sending me an email. This is what my mindset was. He sent me an email, and he said it was along the lines of, hey, we need to get you in the weight room. I didn't want to work out. We need to get you in the weight room. I've helped all these different players over the years get to the NFL, blah, blah, blah. I wrote back to him, okay? I run a 4.440. I was the leading interceptor on the team last year. I am projected to be Navy's all-time interceptor in history. I was all ECAC last week. I had 3 interceptions against Toledo last week. I don't need to work out. And I pushed send. And that was the beginning of the end for me. Because he forwarded that email to my defensive back coach and my head coach, George Shomp. So I was like a moving target. And that day that I got benched, all I had to do was just make the smart play. I was covering our tight end. I backpedaled. He's coming towards me. He runs a stop route, turns around. Instead of me just going up and just trying to tackle him, I tried for an interception. I jumped over him. I had my hands on the ball without touching him, right? And I dropped the ball. And when I literally and figuratively, I dropped the ball because I was selfish. I was cocky. It was all about me. It was all about showtime. And, you know, when you're a team player, particularly if you're in the military, you know, you have a football team, you're on a team, you know, you have camaraderie. It's about the team. It's about everybody else. It's not about the individual. So, yeah, that's what happened. And that's why I got benched, because I was selfish. I failed, right? I failed myself. I failed Chris Hart, my buddy. I mean, I love that guy. But imagine the pressure that puts on him as a freshman going up all against all these different types of competition, you know, Saturday to Saturday, being a plebe. There's so much pressure on him. So I failed myself. I failed my team. I failed the Naval Academy, you know, because of my arrogance. And that's really sad. That's really sad. But here's the thing. Failure has value. If we approach it the right way, failure can be an asset. Failure is extremely, extremely valuable. And I say that because it's how we respond to it. You know, failure is either going to be your springboard or your quicksand. It's up or down. You take a pick, up or down. What's it going to be? In this situation, along with many others along the way, I chose quicksand. Today, I choose up. I choose the springboard. I use my failures, my faults, as learning tools to help me get better and learn and understand. And not just about myself. It's bigger than myself. It's not about just me. It's about you, which is one of the reasons that, you know, I'm recording these podcasts is to help you, is to have God speak through me to you, to help you help yourself to not be cocky and not be arrogant and to be one of God's children and lead and help others. Our scripture for today comes from the book of Psalms 73, verse 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Whatever our failures, whatever our faults, God, but God, right? God heals. God strengthens. When we fall, God is there to pick us up. God is always there. No matter what you've done, no matter where you are, There's nothing God can't handle. Trust me, I've failed many, 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 many times. I've had to give myself a pep talk. I've had to give myself my pep talk a pep talk. That's how much I've failed. But God, know this, remember that. Keep that with you. Thank you for joining me today. Next time, the title of my next podcast is Know It All. That's it. Know It All. I thought I knew it all. I found out I did not. Please hit the subscribe button on your way out. God bless. Failure. God bless.
Allow me to take a moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with us on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and much, much more.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.